Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't do anything in 2 minutes. Who the F?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Niners play the Buccaneers on Sunday, and here's what's going on at practice. And this is Nick Wagoner of ESPN. These are the 49ers not participating during the early open portion of Thursday's practice. Brock Purdy, with a toe, not practicing. He's off to the side. Pearsall knee off to the side. Watkins, Robert Beal Jr., and Yetur Gross-Matos, none of whom are practicing. Let's see. Juwan Jennings was in uniform and participating in the early portion.
All right.
And Purdy was on the side, but not practicing. So everything seems to be locking in for a Mac Jones start on Sunday in Tampa Bay.
Which would be his fourth, right?
Yep.
And it looks like Jennings is one off, one in. But if they could get him back, that would go a long way. But you're right. You said earlier, Stoudy, Kendrick Bourne, man, kudos to Kyle for, and also him being available to come back and do what he did, man. I did not see 10 receptions for 142 yards last Thursday night, just a week ago.
You didn't have that on your bingo card?
Didn't have that. Who'd I steal that from?
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
man.
The first time I actually heard that.
Yeah.
So it was Myles Garrett.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. But the problem is now, you know, now everybody uses it.
Yeah.
So it gets a little bit.
Were you watching the game tonight? Philly Giants.
I'm not watching Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, Dodgers, Phillies.
Tulane, East Carolina.
Well, that's an early one, 4.
Is it?
It's 4.
Go Green Wave.
Look at you. Don't you love to be a fan? You're glowing. Just imagine had you done that times 3. Well, you're a Warrior fan. We know that. It's okay, Snotty. You're not going to ball up and just. You're a Dub fan, baby.
Okay.
I can tell you how you are. You've been to all 4 parades with me.
Have I?
Yeah, we've been to all 4 of them broadcasting.
For one reason. I got paid. I got paid.
You'd have still been there.
No. God, there was... You had so much... Like, here's where I need you to jump in.
Okay, because I'm
you
trying
had, like,
to...
9 things that were all good before the
okay,
show.
But when I jump in so much... I get what you call...
You interrupt, but that's not what I'm talking about.
See,
what I'm talking about is, over the last day or two, there's been about 6 things that you
well,
brought
I thought
up.
We were saying...
And I was actually... Not actually, right. But I was like, those are actually pretty good.
All right, I'll throw one at you.
Okay.
I was going to save it for tomorrow, but you will or deny, last Friday, you probably don't remember, it's my What's Bugging Me, but it was about Russell Wilson, but it's about what's going on in North Carolina. If Bill Belichick is to step down, Steiny, I think his legacy cannot be touched. Just like Bochy went to Texas with 3 rings. You think that 4th? Yeah, it was nice. But he was already a made man. I think too much is being made of, oh, he's looking bad. So all of a sudden now, Belichick is not who we thought he was? The best football coach or one of them to do it? I'm asking you. This does look bad with his young girlfriend on the sideline. That's crazy. But, Stoney, I'm going to shock you. I still think if I'm an NFL team, because I don't think he's long for this thing's about to be over, and it's a bad look, but I still think he's not done in the NFL. But all that said, do you think he's affected, impacting his legacy? He has six.
See, to me, legacy is what everybody, what anybody makes of it. I mean, he's probably the greatest NFL coach of all time. He went to college at the end of his career, and he doesn't, not going to be successful.
Okay.
Like, this is one thing where you can find a lot of coaches who make their mark somewhere and then go somewhere else. It doesn't work out, and they just hurt their legacy.
The great Jimmy Johnson, the Florida Dallas Cowboy coach. People forget he went to the Dolphins, and it was a failure.
I don't remember
Nick Saban coached it. People forget that. Why is that okay? Like, I'm just, I get it, man, but this dude's getting killed. And Stoney, I will say, the girlfriend part of this, he blew it. He just, that part of it is just, it's lightweight embarrassing, and I don't even know him.
What's so hard about saying he's probably the greatest NFL coach of all time? And, you know.
Because now you wonder if it was Brady. I mean, now you wonder if you were just riding Tom's coattail.
I mean, he still rode it pretty well.
No, that he did.
I mean, I actually don't think he's going to coach again in the NFL.
You know?
I wouldn't hire him.
Evan, would you hire him?
I would not hire him
right
now. The
hoodie back in the NFL?
No, but it doesn't mean he's still not arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Exactly. I just wouldn't hire him.
So I didn't think the Raiders should have hired Pete Carroll.
Wow. But, yeah. Pete Carroll, I'm rooting for him bad.
He's too old.
You think that matters, though, Stoney, the age? Pete Carroll looks like he's on the People Viagra. The dude's young. Life of the party.
I don't know what you're saying.
Like, Pete Carroll's
I don't know how to respond.
His age is not why the Raiders are off to a bad start, you don't think?
I don't know. Maybe he's not as sharp as he was 10 years ago.
Well, Mike Tomlin don't look like he's as sharp, but
everybody's
he's
different.
A main man. I'm just saying.
I mean, Like, I can't sit here and say Pete Carroll's as sharp as he was 10 years ago.
It looks and sounds like it to me. And again, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's about the wins. But I just, man, they're piling on Bill, man. They really are. And I'm just like, man, I thought this was my, and now I'm starting to think, okay, was it Brady?
I mean, the way, like.
Or does that even matter? Or is that unfair to Bill?
Do other people look at it like me? I don't even think much of Belichick. I think about the mistake North Carolina made. They made the mistake. They made the mistake.
Well, they didn't. It's like the Kaminga
study.
They thought it was.
Look, Stoney, that's a mistake. See, this is what I
mean. Bill's proven.
We talk about James Wiseman. It's like, at the end of the day, the Warriors made a mistake. They blew it.
But
what is so hard about saying that?
You're right. But unlike North Carolina, this coach was one of the best coaches ever in the NFL.
Do you think they'd hire him again?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
But the resume, he's getting hired again.
Oh, that's fine, and I'll blame the team that hires him or the college. Like, Bill Belichick's just out there trying to get a job. If some idiot university wants to hire him, then go ahead. Like, it's Bill Belichick's Bill Belichick.
But you didn't have any expectations? I thought that thing was going to be up and running and maybe in
Why?
A year or two. Because it's Bill Belichick.
It's college kids. He's 75 years old.
He can go recruit.
How do you know? How do you know he can recruit?
He's got a personality.
But how do you know he can recruit?
No, I got you. I don't. I'm just saying he took the job. He's telling me he can. Because that comes with it, right?
He took the job because he's making a boatload of money. You think he's invested in North Carolina? They made, like...
Wow.
You know what? This is the way... North Carolina got what they deserved. They got what they deserved. They did.
For trying to bring in a guy that... had some sizzle, Stoney, that was a made dude.
Well, yeah, great. They won the press conference. How does that work out?
And I'm going to defend you and see they don't need me to do. Shut up, Michael Jordan. Stoney, I think they thought they were getting more than the press
conference. I'm sure they did.
That
you know what?
That's what I'm saying.
This is what these guys do. Guys like Belichick and Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
They snooker you. Phil Jackson couldn't have cared less when he was a GM of the Knicks.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't have cared less.
I was
going to
say he delivered everywhere. I hear
you. And you know what? Bill Belichick, you think he's as competitive now as he was 15 years ago? Competitive. You think he's working as hard now as he did 15 years ago? I'd be shocked. So, they got what they deserve.
Horace Bird saying facts, Steiny. But I believe they wrote that check for the hoodie thinking they were going to get some return on investment.
And that's what's called a mistake, right?
Yeah.
They made a mistake. It was a bad decision.
But you, can you honestly look Evan and I in the face and say, because I can't remember if we rewound when it was announced that he was going to North Carolina, that you said this is bad. Like, did you think it was going to be this?
I didn't really think much of it.
I thought the other way because of he gets the benefit of the doubt. Who wouldn't give it to him? He's one of the best ball coaches ever. That's all.
Tulane might need a head coach when Summerall leaves.
He won't get hired at Tulane.
I mean, dude.
You know, I'm on their advisory board starting next year. You think I'm kidding?
What are you advising?
They have an advisory board for the athletic department. It's just an advisory position.
But what does that entail?
It's 12 parents, you know, just business people around Tulane that care about the school.
I feel like you might be telling the truth, the athletic Eli. Oh, Stanley,
eventually,
you got all the answers,
eventually
man.
They'll start wanting my advice.
Oh man!
No, I'm not on any advisory.
Okay, Chewy.
I don't know what you're doing
on the chat. This is when Guru comes out with the Mike Tyson. Jimmy Johnson coached in Miami, not Florida. I'm talking about Dolphins. He coached the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins. I know he coached in Miami. That's the stuff that gets me upset. I love you, Chewy. Damn. Miami Dolphins. Honey, help me out now.
You do believe me that I would hate to have Bill Belichick, the coach of Tulane.
That is...
I would hate it because the guy there now is a damn good coach and he likes it there and he works hard and I don't need no gimmick. Don't need no gimmick.
So until he gets a better offer.
Man.
I know.
But you calling Bill the gimmick is, that's like,
he
wow.
He's a gimmick. He's a gimmick. He's a gimmick for college football. Not a college coach. Come on.
He's got a buyout of $1 million.
Is that it? Are you sure it's only a million?
No, only a million. The boss and I were talking about it with Evan yesterday.
Okay.
He's coming back to the league.
Who's going to hire him?
A team that needs... Man,
let me ask you a question. I'm dead serious. If the situation were different here, you'd hire Bill Belichick as the head coach of the Niners?
There's no doubt.
Yeah, I would never do that.
And you're real quick. And
I would not do that.
Because now we're talking pro. Because, Steiny?
It's a million if he wants out. It's
yeah.
20 million if the school wants
out. Oh, no, I was talking about him.
Well, he ain't rolling until he gets kicked out.
He might.
He might. You're right. That's why none of these guys ever quit.
Some people are hypothesizing that next Friday at Cal Berkeley might be his last game.
UNC's at Cal Berkeley?
We got to go to that.
I've been telling you this for like a month.
Yeah, I forgot. But you're right.
Yeah, they're going
to
be Berkeley.
We got to go to that. We got to, as Evan says, pull up.
Barton, you're there.
Steiny, just admit, as a father, you're disgusted with Bell. Yeah, I mean, he's crass.
Now, that's a great point. The whole young girlfriend thing, you were never in on. How much
Who
of
is
that?
In on that?
But yours truly. You want to be happy, Steiny.
It's got very
How much
little.
Is, honestly,
very
Steiny?
Little.
That's a great pool.
He's 70. How old is he? 74?
See,
that's too old to have a head coach.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to have a young girlfriend.
Well, it is too. I mean,
everything.
That's.
Not, no, hey, you're going to one day
I
be
mean,
that
like,
age.
This is where you always say legacy. It's like, I can make a differentiation. I can say Bill Belichick, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Man, he's a scumbag. Like, yeah, he's a great coach. And, like, I think what he's doing now is completely unacceptable. But
yeah.
I realize that some people don't feel as strongly as me. and that's fine. But like, he's never going to become a worse coach because of he's dating a 24-year-old. Like, I can make that.
How big of a let's just call this a mistake? How bad does this look on his resume? To me, it's nothing.
Which?
When you got UNC, if this thing is over tomorrow, okay, he tried it. Saban did it too. Jimmy Johnson went to the Dolphins.
He's not going to be the only coach who's ever hung on too long, or player.
I mean, you think Jordan at the Wizards impacted his legacy? Obviously not. His shoe is still said that. You know what I mean? Guys earn the right to do other things.
Well, there's a difference there, I think, between Jordan. Jordan was just...
Okay, Bruce Bochy, real quick. Bruce Bochy, the ring in Texas. How did that elevate his profile where he already had three in one spot? To me, it was like, that's nice. Don't get me wrong. You won, but you already were a dude. You had three in one place.
Yeah, but he won on another one. That means he won somewhere, went somewhere else with a completely different... I think a coach who wins a title with two different teams, you know, yeah, for the most part, that's going to trump a guy who's just won it for the one team he coached. Mm. I mean, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Absolutely. I give Bochy... Mm. Bochy's elevated there because of what he did with Texas. It doesn't
supersede the three.
No, but
you're saying the profile goes up.
I mean, you can stack him up against anybody at this point, I would think. So, now the guy I would hire is Nick Saban. I would hire Nick Saban.
The quitter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donnie, he ran from NIL.
Why would you hire Saban?
He couldn't defeat NIL. That bothers me.
You know why it bothers you?
Because
he's a man of principle.
Yeah.
That's right. That's why you don't like him.
But when he
because
knew
he said, I wanted
to switch to the kids, his message ran stale to these new kids, and that bothered him.
So what would be wrong with me at my age? They're saying, hey, Steiny, we're going to start talking about bowling and lacrosse.
Okay.
You can stay if you want, or you can roll. I'd be like, that's not really for me. I'm going to roll. Paying players isn't for
Saban.
Oh,
I hear you. All right. Yeah.
The other thing is, Sean King can straighten that NIL issue out.
I didn't like that. High school guys, I'm like, damn, Sean. Yeah.
So if you transfer, then you can't get NIL money.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to fly.
Yeah. It was reeking of something else. I can't put my finger on it.
I think he said you get one transfer.
Yeah, one transfer.
Oh, the first transfer.
The first transfer, you can make money.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought the first transfer was.
So, in other words.
Yeah, look at you.
Darian Mensah goes from Tulane to Duke, and he makes $8 million over 2 years. So now when he transfers from Duke to some other school, he wouldn't be able to make any more.
Yeah, but what about when you got money and you're like, hey, Tulane, thanks for doing our job. We've identified the quarterback. We'll just come throw our money at him. Thank you guys for scouting him.
Exactly.
We're going to just pluck him.
Yeah.
Money talks. Charlie Sheen, Chris Tucker.
That's our reality. We don't complain about it.
Oh, no.
See, that's the difference between like me and Buster Posey.
What?
And Farhan. What? Oh, the city. Nobody wants to come to the city. It's got problems with the city. You think, have you ever heard me complain about how the big four schools take all our great players? No, I don't complain about it. You know why? Because it's just what happens. And we have to rebuild every year. And we'll do it.
This dude, Mensa, he carved up Cal something tough.
Yeah.
I watched that game.
And Tulane shut him down.
Yeah. We'll see what
he's
they do tonight.
He's a good kid. He's a good kid.
Like, you don't know him.
No, my daughter does. No, my daughter says he's a nice guy.
But the way you say it, Stoddy.
Do you see the...
Would you want him back?
Yes.
Wow. And he said that quick.
Absolutely. He was fun to watch.
You want to get paid, though.
Retzlaff's, yeah. He is not
he ain't my
as aesthetically pleasing as Mensa. Let's put it that way.
I watched him sign. I go, he ain't my type of quarterback.
By the way, you know what? And Grandy's in there. Maybe I can. Grandy.
Oregon.
So Tulane had a running back, Mekhi Hughes, last year. He's really good.
All right.
He transferred to Oregon. Now, do you know, does he get. Did he probably get NIL money?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay, definitely.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So he goes, now he's at Washington, and Grandy told me he's redshirting because he couldn't
play. Oregon, not at Washington.
What did I say, Oregon?
You said Washington.
Okay, he said, yeah, shoot.
I didn't even catch that, Grant.
So Oregon, he transferred to Oregon, he's not playing, now he's redshirting.
He's asked to redshirt because he realized he's nowhere near the top of the depth chart, so he can get another year somewhere else next year.
Hey, finesse.
What are we doing? We'll take him back, too.
Hey, look at him. Finesse the system.
We'll take Mekhi Hughes back.
If you got money.
Stoney, what can you tell me about Nick Kerr, Kerr's son? Evan and I got to sit down with him. But how would you describe him? What do you know about
him?
Nicholas.
When?
You were, remember Evan, he pulled up on us? Nicholas. We did the interview. Stoney was, you were.
Where was I?
You were out of town. We were at Chase.
That wasn't Kerr's son. That was the new Santa Cruz head coach who's replacing Nicholas. Nicholas is now on the assistant.
Oh,
he's on the staff.
Yeah. But I was asking about Coach Kerr intel, his son.
I've never. I've never met
him. All right,
him.
I was asking. Damn, E, thank you. That was the new coach.
Put one down in the drink.
That's like a sweet word.
We really need to do
so. Who did you really talk to?
The head coach of Santa Cruz.
He was the assistant coach in Santa Cruz. Yeah, his name escapes me. I apologize. Yeah. But he's now the head coach for the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Yeah, he was cool. But I was thinking about Nicholas Kerr, Stoney. Kashasky asked,
he's now an assistant.
Lane Wilson.
Yeah, that's our guy, Stoney.
So,
you can't do that.
As long as we're doing this. So last night they were talking about Nicholas Kerr, and they showed a guy, but I think they showed the wrong, I saw two guys and I'm not sure which one is Kerr's son.
All right.
But it looks like he's still, he's sitting in the second row still though, right? Not that it matters. Yeah, he's a second row guy. Nicholas Kerr.
He's back there with GP2.
Stoney, I think you're tough on GP2.
Like, I don't think he's going to have a good year.
No, I get that.
How's that tough on him?
But what intel is giving you that?
I didn't like the way he finished last year. Mm. I think he's older than his age. I think he gets hurt a lot.
Because I'm telling you, I mean this.
I don't think he shoots it well.
If you're telling me right now I got to put clamps on, let's just say Dame Lillard's not hurt or somebody's giving us the business, it's GP2 still for me.
Yeah, I think he lost. You know, like, I don't know what
you
was
hit me
going
with
on
that last year.
I don't know what was going on last year, but I don't think he was nearly the on ball defender that he has been. Mm. Now, maybe he was hurt, and he's healthy now, and he's never gonna hurt you. I don't think, but I don't know. I don't like the way his shot's looking. That's just me.
But that's not what he's out there for.
We better make corner threes.
Oh, and I know I brought up Shasky and Spadoni real quick. Stani had Stotts on this morning. It was great. And Shasky asked him, his mother asked, Joe Shasky's mother asked him, what do the assistant coaches do? So he asked Stotts, you know, what exactly are you looking, the assistant coaches looking at during the games? And it was an awesome answer. But he said mainly the offense. And then, you know, he'll talk about everything else. But I was just bringing that up like, man, that ain't no easy job either.
Oh, it's the Ron Adams, easiest remember?
Job in sports. Yes. Not if it's
assistant
not going,
coach.
Not oh if it's. God. What if the offense is all clunky? That's like offensive and defensive coordinator. Yeah, we've seen it with Wilkes, who's got him a job right now, Stani.
I'm just saying. No. Assistant coach.
I like that question. Like he said, I'm mainly looking at the offense.
Well, yeah, Stackhouse does defense.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Stotts does offense. Right.
But my point is, it falls on Kerr at the end of the day. But if you're I'm sure Kerr's letting them have it on. What the hell's going on?
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
You told me to jump in.
No, I don't have a problem with anything. What do we got? 140.
I love my effort today, and I just hated that I butchered it with the Nicholas Kerr. Thanks for helping me.
Yeah,
thank you, Evan.
Yeah, the Warriors.
Yeah, Belichick.
Belichick. Tomorrow we should tease what we're going to do tomorrow.
Should we or should we wait?
Oh, because somebody will steal it?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the person.
Person or person?
That we're supposed to have, the person.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, what I'm talking about is
like bragging on the deer before you get them.
You had a topic I've written down that we didn't get to today that we're clearly going to get to tomorrow. And I was going to just kind of tease it for tomorrow, but now I'm not going to because I don't want any other shows to take it.
Yeah.
And that's who they are.
Jacking for topics.
Exactly.
I've been driving around like, that's ours.
Exactly.
Just we make sure you guys. You remember.
Now I'm gonna tell Evan.
I will.
That was evil.
I will. what's coming up next in the game is the crossover, but it's still brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You imbecile.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.